The Commonwealth Bank is in hot water over allegations the bank repeatedly and systematically breached anti-money laundering and terror financing laws. AUSTRAC, Australia's financial intelligence agency, launched a legal action against the bank in August. Before a parliamentary inquiry today, the bank CEO Ian Narev said there was no deliberate breach of the law.
Even in the AUSTRAC allegations as they're made, there is no suggestion of deliberate poor behaviour. There is no suggestion of deliberate malfeasance. There is no suggestion of deliberate circumvention of the law, as we understand it.
AUSTRAC alleges the bank failed to report nearly 54,000 transactions of $10,000 or more in time to be properly assessed. The bank is facing fines of up to $18 million per breach, which could mean it faces the largest corporate fine in Australia's history. AUSTRAC says 1,600 of the transactions were connected to money laundering syndicates and six related to customers who were potentially involved in terrorism. But Mr. Narev says despite AUSTRAC becoming aware of the issue in 2015, some of the allegations remained unknown to the bank.
It is true that one thing that changed when AUSTRAC filed its claim is that it was made public. The other critical thing is in 500 pages of statement of claim, there was a plethora of new facts that were known to the regulator that we didn't know about.
Deputy Chair of the Standing Committee on Economics, Labor MP Matt Thistlethwaite, says the AUSTRAC allegations highlighted the need for a royal commission into the banks.
If there is a settlement, it's likely that the details of exactly what's gone on here and who was responsible will never come to light. And that's the reason why Australians want a royal commission.
Mr. Narev is due to step aside from his role at the head of the bank next year, but denies it's connected to the scandal. The allegations involve Commonwealth Bank's Intelligent Deposit Machines, or IDMs. It's alleged Commonwealth Bank failed to report cash transactions of $10,000 into their IDMs, as required by law. The Chief Executive of National Australia Bank, Andrew Thorburn, who was also testifying before the inquiry, says his bank's use of IDMs were not an issue.
And I want to assure you that NAB takes anti-money laundering obligations extremely seriously. It's a clear focus of our board, our executive team, and right through the whole bank. We're continually investing to improve detection through better systems and processes. And with regard to intelligent deposit machines, IDMs, our maximum cash deposit limit is $5,000, and AUSTRAC has advised us they have no issues with our IDM approach.
Mr. Thorburn says while customers could make a large number of deposits in one day, monitoring systems would alert the bank. He said the Commonwealth Bank scandal had increased awareness of the issue within the industry.
We're all a lot more aware of that now. So that so you've got a customer making multiple transactions. Now, that might be legitimate. It still triggers the report that we would look at, talk to the customer. You know, maybe we talk to AUSTRAC. You know, we're part of the Australian Financial Crimes Exchange. The banks are working together. So I think now, increasingly, you'll be able to bring the picture together because there's a lot more intensity and focus and better systems around it.